testimony hub inspired
of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Be magnified, O God, in the name of Jesus. Media, would you just flash us to Revelation chapter 2 verse 20. Revelation chapter 2 verse 20 very quickly. Revelation chapter 2 verse 20. Kadaboshiadaha. Revelation chapter 2 verse 20. Can we read together, church? One to go. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Can you show me another translation of that verse? Can we read together? This is amplified. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, claiming to be inspired, and who is teaching and leading astray my servants, and beguiling them into practicing sexual vice and eating food sacrificed to idols. Father, we ask, O God, that you make your word known unto us as we deal with the spirit of Jezebel out of our families. Can someone who believes the Lord shout a louder amen? Somebody address that spirit. Now, for Revelation chapter 2 verse 20, to speak to us about that woman called Jezebel, it simply means that, please don't be in a hurry to sit down because I've not asked you to. For Revelation chapter 2 verse 20, to address the woman called Jezebel, which means that Jezebel is not just a person. Jezebel is a spirit. Are we together? Lift up your right hand, declare with a loud voice, the spirit of Jezebel, hear me as I hear the Lord. You are not allowed in my family. You can make your voice a little louder and declare against the spirit of Jezebel. Hear me as I hear the Lord. You are not allowed in my family. If you believe it, let me hear your amen thunder like fire. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And here was God speaking to this particular church. And God say, I have something against you. And what I have against you is that you made inroad or you allowed access for Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, to come in and spoil things for my people. Having laid this foundation on Jezebel, there are countless number of scriptures on Jezebel. But we're going to prophetically declare that Jezebel is not wanted. According to the scripture, the Bible says that Jezebel made an inroad into the church and of course began to spread her influence with what we find, beguiling them into practicing sexual vice and eating food sacrificed to idols. I'm afraid to say that the same Jezebelic spirit, when it enters a family or enters a marriage or enters a home, lives in Israel things that you will never believe. It lives in Israel things that you'll sit back and ask yourself, how did this happen and who made this particular thing happen? I realize, people of God, if you're very familiar with the scripture, that you will understand that Jezebel was married to a man known as Ahab. How many of you remember Ahab in the Bible? Notice carefully, during the time of the reign of Ahab, it seemed to me that it wasn't even Ahab that was reigning. It was actually Jezebel that was in charge. Jezebel was the man that after the people, Ahab would suffer defeat on Mount Carmel, where the 450 prophets of Baal were slaughtered, and then Jezebel will come out, and the man who caused the exploit to happen, Jezebel will send a letter to him and say, by this time tomorrow I'm going to mess you up. And the Bible will speak about that great servant of God will run because he was afraid of this woman called Jezebel. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, Jezebel is not allowed. And so permit me to put it this way. Jezebel is the spirit when it comes into a family. Remember I said that practically Jezebel was running the show. Jezebel is that spirit. When it comes into the family, it breaks the order. Jezebel Understand that when Jezebel enters, Jezebel does not allow Ahab to take decision. Jezebel takes the decision. Jezebel upturns the way things should happen in the family and starts doing it the other way around. I'm sure the men at this point will say, oh, thank God, Pastor, you're talking about Jezebel. Remember, I'm talking about Jezebelic spirit. And so if I'm referring to a Jezebelic spirit, it means that it can possess a man, it can possess a woman, it can also possess children. Am I talking to someone right now? So, but anything, any demonic spirit that invades our home and breaks the order, child of God, a woman submitting to a man is the order. A man loving a woman is the order. And child of God, children who are raised up to fulfill their destinies is the order. Children who are God fearing, who will love the Lord, who will be right on time, on purpose, is the order. Having a dynasty of greatness is the order. Having a generation of men and women who are your bloodline, or who are from your bloodline, who will fulfill their days, is the order. Any other thing outside of this, am I talking to someone right now? Anything that we're waking up in the morning, he said, the Bible says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children beg for bread. If the righteous wakes up in the morning and feels forsaken and is begging for bread, it's a breakage of order. Am I talking to someone? Somebody help me look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, not allowed. Oh, somebody shout it like a minute, say, not allowed. I wish you can scream it louder, say, not allowed. Raise your right hand, whether you're sitting or standing, and declare after me, say, today, any cycle or behavior among my family members that is breaking the order of God, right now, I break you, I break you, I break you, I break you, say today, anything that is breaking the order of family life, of marriage life, I reject you, I reject you, I reject you, I reject you. If you believe it, can you say it louder? Amen. People of God, I am here to prophesy over your life. As the Lord has instituted your family and put everything in order, as the Lord has said to your family, go and have dominion over the fowls of the air, over the beasts of the field, over the fishes of the sea, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth. That is the order of God. As your amen will thunder, I decree and declare, no power of hell will reverse the order. Oh, you didn't hear me. I say, no power of hell will reverse the order. I say, no power of hell will reverse the order. The Bible says your children will be known in the street, and they will be known in the streets for greatness. As your amen will thunder, no power of hell will reverse the order. The Bible says you will not cast your young. You will not cast your young, which means you will not bury your children. As your amen will thunder, I announce, you will not be alive to bury your children. You will not be alive to bury your children. You will not be alive to bury your children. The Bible says, I am the children the Lord has given to me. We are for signs and wonders. That is the order of the Lord. As your amen will thunder, no power of hell will reverse the order. No power of hell will reverse the order. Lift up your right hand and say today, I raise the banner of divine order over my family. Say today, I raise the banner. If I were you, I would raise it high. Let the demons of hell see my banner. Say today, I raise the banner of divine order. Somebody shout order, 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 over my family. Say today, I raise the banner of divine order over my family. If you believe it, thunder it louder, amen. Yes, yes, I hear the Lord. Whatever that has gone out of order in your family, if I be a man of God, in 3 days there shall be a reversal. You didn't hear me. I wasn't preaching to you. I know that if it was you, whatever that's gone out of order in your family, in your marriage, in your expectation, I prophesy over your life. In 3 days, there's a reversal. In 3 days, there's a reversal. Divine order is restored. Divine order is restored. In your finances, in your marriage, where your children are, receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Somebody shout, divine order, restored. Divine order, restored. Divine order, restored. Divine order, restored. If I were you, I will jump and scream aloud, amen. Take your seat over in the presence of God. I am not here to tolerate Jezebel. When the spirit of Jezebel is at work in a woman, she will be full of pride. When the spirit of Jezebel is at work in a woman, she doesn't listen. When the spirit of Jezebel is at work, she is haughty. She does not respect. She does not honor her husband. When the spirit of Jezebel is at work in a man, he abandons his family. He never takes care of them. He prefers women outside to the wife that is on the inside. As your amen will thunder, we decree and declare, Jezebel, carry your load and disappear. Leave our families alone. Leave our husbands alone. Leave our wives alone. Leave our children alone. Let your amen thunder. And people of God, one very significant thing you know about Jezebel is that, child of God, Ahab was a God-fearing man. Ahab was a man. You know, when we talk about the spirit of Jezebel, some we pray about, some we take decisions about. Ahab was a God-fearing man, was loving God, was serving God. The Bible says when Jezebel showed up, Jezebel, as he was entering his life, Jezebel was coming with the altar of Baal. And replace the altar of God with altar of Baal. When Jezebel comes into your house, morning devotion, consecration of your family members, they are lost. What altar is alive in your home? What altar is alive in your home? What altar is alive in your home? Let me tell you, people of God, no matter which side you choose to play, life on earth is sustained by an altar. So you must decide the altar that sustains you. Let me tell you, there is no neutral zone. Did you hear what I just said right now? There is no neutral zone in destiny. You must either choose to hang on to a demonic altar, or if it is the altar of God, altar of fire, altar, you are going to hold that one. I say, God, listen, I do not want to play in the middle, because play in the middle, you become a prey. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And that's how Jezebel comes with his own altar and replace the altar of the living God, and replace the altar of consecration, and replace the altar of prayer, and replace the altar of fire, and replace the altar. And as he was doing that, he was reducing the destiny of everybody. Child of God, when your altar goes, Kalibasha, the spirit of Jezebel messes with our prayer altar. He messes with the consecration of the lives of the members of your family. You might think, we've not been able to pray. You are not praying privately. Your spouse is not praying privately. Your children are not praying privately. Nobody has a prayer life. Everybody is busy lazing up and down. We are not praying. No collective prayer. Private prayer. Nobody's called. I want to let you know, Jezebel is frying you. Am I communicating? Jezebel comes with an altar. Let me tell you something. You can sit back and say, but Pastor, I'm still a child of God. In life, if you're not actively serving God, you are carnal. There is nothing like, I'm just an ordinary Christian. No, you are not ordinary. That is why the Bible will call people who have no stronger altar of prayer, altar of consecration, God will call them carnal Christians. Because you are carnal. And the Bible says, if you are not hot and you are not cold, the Bible says, I will spew you out of my mouth. Let the altar of fire return to our families. Let the altar of fire. We are talking about the altar. When you wake up, a husband is praying in the night. 1 hour later, the wife wakes up and the wife is praying. We meet children. might be 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years old. They may not know what they are doing, but you will find them kneeling down and they are talking to God. Let our home have different shrines. Shrines of God's presence. This person is raising an altar. This person is raising an altar. This person, what power of hell can minimize who we are? Tell me what power of hell. But you know the truth is that one person's altar may not carry everybody. It's only one person that is praying, and the person is not even consistent, and every other person is lazy spiritually. Lord, raise us up many more people in our families who will understand that life is sustained by altars. Life is not sustained by English. It's not Sakura Yinayarasha. Greatness of our family members are sustained by the fervency of our altars. Teach us to understand that we can offer our children the best, but if we don't have the altar to sustain them, our best will become our nemesis. When Jezebel replaces the altar, families begin to worship money instead of worshiping God. The altar is gone because we are busy pursuing money, pursuing this thing, pursuing everything about God is now beginning to dissipate. We are so busy. We tell God we are tired to pray just because you gave us an opportunity to make wealth. Altar has been exchanged. The only reason why you're not talking to Him is just because He gave you an opportunity to become more. Don't let Him make you raise up an emergency prayer point. The Bible says you were created for His pleasure. Let me preach the kind of message you will not like to hear. Anything God will do to make you worship Him, He will do it. Did you hear what I just said right now? Including taking something so that your head will be correct. Am I communicating? Somebody shall say, Jezebel, leave our altars. No, you're not saying it like a minister. Say, Jezebel, pack, get out. Say, leave our families. If you understand what I'm saying, can you say louder, amen? People of God, I have a lot to say. If you read the Revelation chapter 2 verse 20, where we just read, the Bible says that Jezebel calls herself a prophetess. She calls herself a prophetess. I'm prophesying. I say that the only reason why she's prophesying is because she has an ulterior motive. That means Jezebel will come out, and the Bible says you allow Jezebel. You say you tolerated. He said, I have a few things against you because thou sufferest. No, give me that translation. And that translation, maybe GNT. Let me see whether GNT helps me. GNT translation. He said, but this is what I have against you. You tolerate that woman. Tolerate. Why should I tolerate Jezebel? He said, you tolerate that woman, Jezebel. Let me tell you, he was talking to the church. He said, how were you tolerating Jezebel? Somebody say, for what? He said, you tolerated her. That means she was doing what she was doing, and none of you were bothered. You people were not exposed to the mystery of Jezebel, and you were just tolerating. Maybe it's normal. Maybe it's the way things are made. You see, you tolerate. Who calls herself a messenger of God? By her teaching, she misleads. Which means that Jezebel, I like the other scripture that calls her, she calls herself a prophetess. So she's carrying a big Bible. She's doing the wrong things, and then she's still justifying it with the word of God. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. Let me show you how the spirit of Jezebel manifests in the home. When the spirit of Jezebel is at work, people do the wrong things and they use Bible as excuse. It's the spirit of Jezebel. You have just offended your spouse and you're singing worship song. What is wrong with you? You have just done something wrong and you got the spirit of Jezebel. You'll just be doing something and be calling yourself another name. It's the spirit of Jezebel. Am I communicating? They may create errors and they cover it with the word. They do some more thing and then, and when you try to let them know, this thing is not wrong, and they say, didn't the Bible say? Didn't the Bible say? Didn't you read the Bible? Am I communicating? Somebody who helped me look at your neighbor and say, Jezebel. No, you're not calling him Jezebel. Just say the spirit of Jezebel disappear from our families. Say it again like you mean it. Say the spirit of Jezebel disappear from our families. If you will quickly take me to the book of 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 4, so that our people can see this. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 4. The book of 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 4. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 4. The Bible says, for when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, the spirit of Jezebel, that is the only place where is important. The Bible says, Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord. Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. Now, I'm not bothered about what Obadiah did, but I am more bothered about what Jezebel did. You know, the Bible didn't tell us how many prophets Jezebel cut off. We don't know how many prophets that when the spirit of Jezebel comes into our family, all it's after is to kill. Is to kill, is to kill, is to kill. We have not even known the names of these prophets that this useless Jezebel cut off. These are prophets with great destinies. These are prophets that their future was going to ring a bell. These are their prophets that will never have died unsung. But Jezebel cut them in their prime and cut them off. Am I communicating? The spirit of Jezebel looks for what is rising. The spirit of Jezebel. Jezebel enters a home. Remember, I'm not talking about the woman, but I'm talking about the spirit of Jezebel. Have you ever sat back in the home and then you looked at a child or you looked at a member of your family, or even if it is yourself, it might be yourself. The way you were rising, you were not meant to be on this level. The way you were, the way you went to school, the way you scored, the way people looked up to you and all that, you looked like you were going to take over the world. At what point did something go wrong? At what point did something, you look at it, you look, as I was driving to the satellite church with Professor Gessie, I said, Kai, I wish that the younger persons will appreciate what we are teaching. I said, reality check will only come when some of them have children. When you have children and then this side of the stories I'm telling will come to you, then you will just say, Jesus Christ, was this what Pastor was talking about many years ago, even before I got married? And people of God, Jezebel looks for virtues and kills them. Jezebel looks for the spirit of excellence and kills them. Jezebel, let me tell you, Jezebel was not killing ordinary people. Jezebel has nothing to do with ordinary people. Jezebel is looking for people with mandates. Jezebel is looking for people with assignment. And that is why, let me tell you, your children's mandate is a threat to the devil. Your children, who your children will become, you have no idea. I said it to the singles yesterday. I want to repeat it to everybody here. Have it at the back of your mind. You will never be small in life. Have it at the back of your mind. No matter what happens, God is cooking soup for me. Are you getting what I'm talking about? All my experiences are part of the soup. Am I communicating? I will never end small in life. Can your amen show that you understood what I said? I will never end small. I know what God is doing. When I was asking God, do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. What was only available was vegetable. It was only ogu. And God says, if I give you ogu to chew raw, even if it were my mother many years ago, I used to drink ogu water. Even if it were, you chew it and I don't like it. But when it is used to cook proper edikaiko, the thing will do very well in the soup. And everything and all that, when you eat it, you know, this is what it is. God has not given you the ogu. Yet you are asking, but God knows that your soup is coming. Because your soup, some pomo will be inside. Some okoroko will be inside. It's not the head. It's not the head. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. It's the actual, you understand what I'm talking about? Shaki will be there. Roundabout will be there. Yes. All of these things. And that you will never end small. Can your amen shout like you understand what I'm saying? And this is what the Jezebel is looking for. Who are those with great destinies? Let me put off your lights. Let me put off. Anytime something good wants to happen for you, all of a sudden something will just try to kayana kole yaraha. Devil knows that I am angry with him and he doesn't like me. Neither do I like him. Listen, let me announce over your life. Anybody here with a mandate of greatness that the devil has been struggling to put out your fire. Every cycle of hell that says you will not rise higher than you are, as your amen will thunder, let them meet the fire of God.
Let them meet the fire of God. Let them meet the fire of God. Somebody shall say, Jezebel, die. Say, Jezebel, die. Shout, Jezebel, die, 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 die. Let your amen turn down.
And not everybody will understand me, but there are people here, you know, there are great people in my family. What is happening to them? What happened to them? They had prospects. What happened to them? They were rising well. What happened to them? I thought it was going to be a beautiful marriage. What is happening right now? I thought this child was going to be the smartest. What happened right now? For the devil is a liar. As your amen will turn down, I decree the cycle breaks right now. 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 Somebody shout, Jezebel, die!
God did not give me a child that will be average. God did not give me a child that will carry the glass on the head. God did not give me a child that I will labor. If you understand what I'm saying, can you turn that louder? Amen.
Take your seat. Am I blessing someone? And child of God, the spirit of Jezebel is the spirit of wickedness. Is the spirit of wickedness. The spirit of Jezebel is the spirit of wickedness. Let me tell you, when he enters a family, family members become wicked to one another for no reason. For no reason. Family members become wicked to one another for no reason. I share this with you. I met a man who was coming to me for prayers. And so, someone connected to him knew that I knew him. He said, Pastor, please, help me talk to this man. He said, look at my relationship with him. He said, please. And I don't normally meddle into such things, but for some reasons, I remembered it. And I asked him, I said, do you know so-and-so person? I said, yes, I know him. I said, well, he just said I should mention him to you. I don't know why. I know that. He said to me, listen, let me tell you. He said to me, Pastor, I don't know why I don't like him. I don't know why I don't like him. He said, what he's asking me to do is something I can do even while we're here. But every time I want to do it, something will hold me back. How can a man have a solution? And then he said to me, but except you are asking me to do it. Pastor, if you're asking me to do it, then I can do it. I said, I want you to do it. He said, okay, let me call him. While we're there, he called him and did what this guy has been asking for 5 years. The spirit of Jezebel makes people unkind to you for no reason. You call phone, call phone, call phone, call phone, call phone for no reason. You employ people, they become wicked. Anyone you do, they become wicked. You help people, they turn around and become wicked. You show them love, the love you show them is a platform for wickedness. The spirit of Jezebel knows how to make people reward you with what you didn't sow. Am I communicating? And child of God, this is Jezebel for no reason. A man had a vineyard. Listen, Ahab, there's nothing you don't have. Ahab had so much. And then, what's his name? Jezebel. Comes up and Ahab and the guy, he want to come and collect Naboth. How many of you remember the story? Naboth's vineyard. And you wanted to take the vineyard and turn it into a vegetable garden. Okay? And the guy said, no, don't do like this. This one is my inheritance from my father. They say, hey, you have everything. You have everything. Is it the small one that I have? Wickedness. And Jezebel said, if it has reached this, let's eliminate the guy and now collect the vineyard. Wickedness. Let me tell you, you think some people who are saying no to you is normal. Handle them spiritually. You will come out here and testify. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. Wickedness and all. Somebody help me. When Jezebel enters family,
wife, husband will be wicked for no reason. Will be wicked for no... Jezebel, once Jezebel enters, and if the Jezebel becomes a female, like female, enters for no reason. For no reason. I have been a pastor for too long, and I know some of these people. I have shared with you some time ago about a young woman who said for all the men that she had dated, she always collects something that they help her to make the business faster. And so a man is driving, pushing you up and down, calling you on the phone. And all the men here, it's important you know this. You know, you think that you are just following girl for nothing. You are not following for nothing. Is she lucky somewhere? It's true, as you are just following, where are you? And then you are following another. Okay, even your brain, everything they find. You know what? Your life means nothing to them. Every time I have had to confront men on infidelity, I say, you see, that girl does not care. If anything happens to you today, it's your family that will suffer. Another. And oh, you young girl, moving for other people's husband. Ayayaya. Ayayaya. You see, you are every one time you meet one, God has packaged 20. You will marry, you will marry. Are you getting what I'm saying? But one thing you can be sure of is that there are many more that will enjoy your husband with you. More than you did. The Bible says it is good measure. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. Shall men give unto your bosom. Did you hear what I just said? The spirit of another. You don't have an idea what these women go through. A woman would just be sitting down. I mean, severally on Tuesday, a woman came in and she was just weeping. And she said, I'm not a member of this church. She said, Pastor, I've gone through things. He said, right now, my own is, what did I do to my husband? He said, I've been asking people to ask him, what did I do to my husband? And all I get is message that a girl, random girl, will be sending her, better pack out for your own good. And then he will carry message and be showing, and if he raises the message, the man will land her. He said, Pastor, I don't know what I did. But let me tell you something. Let me pray for anybody here. Anybody connected to you that they have tied down anywhere. As your amen will thunder, today terminates that cycle. I say today terminates that cycle. Today terminates that cycle. I command every representation of Jezebel. Let them go right now. Let them go right now. Let them go right now. 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 Let your amen thunder. The spirit of wickedness. And then everybody, when Jezebel enters a father, he becomes wicked to his own children. And you are asking, is this not your blood? Is this not your blood? Why won't you pay? You have money, you can't pay their school fees. I have seen children who have gone. He said, Pastor, I'm not asking for this money. My father has money. My father can't pay my fees. Why? Because he doesn't want to. For no reason. The spirit of Jezebel. When there are many out there that are asking God, bless me with one. Bless me with one. Then you have heart. You have the money. Yet you can. May wickedness not locate you. Would you stand on your feet and just raise your two hands to God? Can I beg you to just pray for just the next 50 seconds and just wipe out every representation of Jezebelic spirit away from your life, away from your family, away from your children. Your children will never get connected to any form of Jezebelism. In the name of Jesus. and I decree the seed and the spirit of Jezebel disappear from our families. Let your amen thunder like you believe it.